Germany, Finland, Italy, Spain, and Belgium. Different cultures in one continent, Europe. But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
While we all are living in cities and communities, the quality of life is very important to us. But we have been living very wastefully for a long time now. We might as well take a look at nature at some point. But not only nature is important, we should still have some quality in one or another point and be able to live a good life. That's one of the Sustainable Development Goals, the Goal 11, Sustainable Cities and Communities. My name is Leander. I am a 16-year-old German student from Gymnasium Sarnitz and would like to welcome you to our podcast about Goal 11. But I'm not alone. Here with me are other students from different countries all gathered up for a project called e-twinning.
Hello everybody, I'm Sara from Italy. I'm 15 years old and I'm a student of Mamiani High School in Pesaro.
Hi everyone, I'm Margherita, an Italian student from Mamiani High School in Pesaro too, and I'm 15 years old.
Hello everyone, I'm Sadaka. I'm 16 years old and I'm a student of Kocaeli Anatolian High School from Turkey.
Hello, I'm Marvin, also a student of Gymnasium Sarnitz from Germany. I'm currently 17 years old and we are here to discuss about sustainable cities and communities. So without further ado, let's get started.
Nowadays, there are often way too high rents in cities. Sometimes, for example, in fast-growing cities like Hong Kong, people can't even afford a real flat, which is pretty bad for privacy, but also for hygiene. They pay nearly their full income for places that are more like cages. There is no place at all, and their living quality is very low. I would believe everybody deserves better homes than this.
Yeah, the rents are a big problem these days, and I can see myself having trouble as well finding one. But of course, there are other big problems cities have. They have a high pollution, and that most likely brings many people with it throwing away their trash all over the place. This makes the cities more dirty than they should be, making it uncomfortable to live in.
Yes, I agree with you, Marvin. Regarding this goal, we have to care about some targets, for example, safe and affordable housing. By 2030, we need to work ensure access for all to adequate, safe and affordable housing, services and upgrade slums.
Another goal target is, for example, affordable and sustainable transport systems. By 2030, we should be able to provide access to transport system for all, improving road safety with special attention to the needs of those who are in critical situation, for example, women, children, people with disabilities, and older people.
A big problem with transport these days are the very high prices. The public transport could and should be used more often, but people who already have problems with money are pressured even more. While they can't afford a car, they are often kind of forced to use the very expensive public transport. Some cities like Tübingen in Germany have already good approaches like making the transport free during the weekends. But in my opinion, public transport in cities should be completely free and cars should be forbidden. That would lead to cleaner cities and would protect the environment. Also, the amount of traffic jams and crashes would be decreased by a lot.
In today's world, most salaries are inequitable. People have dreams to have a good job, but inequality of the system makes them choose the job, giving them more stability and a good wage instead of choosing the one their heart desires. So this results people to either do their job deficiently or get depressed in the meantime.
We should make cities and human settlements safe, resilient and sustainable. The world's population is constantly increasing. To accommodate everyone, we need to build modern and sustainable cities.
Yes, and to survive and prosper, we need new intelligent urban plannings that create safe, affordable, and resilient cities with green and better living conditions.
That would not only help the environment to sustain longer, but it would also help the city to look better and be a more pleasant place. Urban plannings are also really needed to guarantee structure and development within a city and its population. If the city is not under control, it will change in a bad way really quickly, because many people do whatever they want. This could mean that other people will move out of the city to live somewhere else, because it's way cleaner there.
In order to live in more sustainable and livable communities, salaries should be adequate so that people can choose what they wanted in the first place. By doing so, not only the employer would be content, but the employee too. And the fair distribution of the wages would cause people to have less mental illnesses, which would also cause them to take care of their environment better.
In my opinion, we have to reduce adverse environmental impacts on cities, including paying special attention to air quality and waste management. We should also protect the world's cultural and natural heritage by strengthening our efforts to protect and safeguard it.
It's very important not to only focus on big cities everybody knows. Also, little cities should be recognized and get the help and support to become more sustainable.
We also have to support least developed countries using financial and technical assistance, building sustainable and resilient buildings, utilizing local materials. It's also important to support positive economic, social and environmental links between urban, peri-urban and rural areas by strengthening national and regional development planning.
So, to make cities and communities sustainable, we could do a lot of things. We can start ourselves and inspire others to contribute to better space by watering the greenery, renovating sport areas and playgrounds, organizing a cleanup. I think we can also commute in a sustainable way, like by going out with bikes or taking public transports. In this way, there will be less pollution.
Yes, you're right, Sara. Another thing we can do is to support a project to improve living conditions in slums. We can volunteer in slums to help with building houses, fixing existing ones, setting up public or green spaces.
In this new age which we live in, we are so caught up in our own problems that we often seem to forget to take a look at things other than human-oriented. And this has become a big problem since we are not alone in this planet. There are so many problems, for instance, urban sprawl, deforestation, genetic modification of crops, etc. And there are a lot more to add. While we should also focus on our lives, we shouldn't neglect the world around us and leave a better world for the other generations that will come.
You are very right, Sudhika. The community should become more important to us. But that means we will have to work on bigger goals to make everyone's life better.
Yeah, there's so much to do to make our cities, the communities, and therefore the environment more sustainable. If we do not take care enough as soon as possible, it will end up really badly for us.
So, hope you guys enjoyed our podcast. Please let us know what you think about it in a comment. Bye!
Bye, guys. See you in our next podcast.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. See you on the next one.
Bye. Have a nice day.